Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. What a conversation we got for you tonight. Is Antonio Conte going to be the next manager at Manchester United, or will... I have a feeling it's just I want Zidane. I prefer Zidane. Not that Conte... I think he would turn the... I think with the players we have, he'd turn it around. I'll get into that because that is breaking news going on. I love this. In America, you know, Texas Governor Abbott's like, we're gonna do our thing. You know, I'm going to get into what I think about a lot of stuff going on in this world right now. CNN's Jake Tapper. Republicans are repeatedly violating basic decency. Yes, because Democrats are a paragon for virtue and light. All these things that, you know, I'm going to get into so much tonight. The White House. Yeah. Come on, man. The White House actually claims that they're unfamiliar with this F. Joe Biden, let's go Brandon thing. What? Yeah, just every fully packed college football stadium is fully packed. Yeah, they're all packed, crammed, full of people chanting this. And, well, it kind of goes along with Fauci saying, I don't know if we can sell by Christmas. It's kind of early to determine that when college football stadiums are loaded with people. I think it's actually the first time in our nation's history, on planet Earth even, where a medicine's ineffectiveness is being blamed for the unvaccinated. Assailants take turns shooting a man inside a Bronx barbershop. Infringement on the Second Amendment rights, what I call it. You know, there needs to be a lawsuit saying, hey, they weren't allowed to have a gun. This happened. I'm suing. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas said that a record 50.5% of manufacturers had raised prices on their finished goods in October. It's getting worse. It's going to get worse. A Tennessee high schooler leads a 50-yard line prayer after new policy where coaches can't lead teams into prayer. About time. Thank you. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Remember Matthew 7. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. Think about that as you go through your day today. Knock on that door. The Lord will answer. What a show. Did anyone see the town hall? I mean, Biden so bad to have these like fake town halls. You know, I was in Congress for 370 years and vice president for 37 years. And he says this stuff like it's legit, like he's... I mean, if it was, you could claim he's joking because he's being 100%. It's not like a whoops. Oops. I mean, I was in Congress 37 years. I was in Congress for 370 years. Yep, that's right, folks. Yep. I voted in favor of keeping when I was told that we were when we were when I was told that we were telling the Native Americans that this land is theirs as long as the grass is green, I meant it. I didn't know that my Republican colleagues back then didn't mean it. I'm Joe Biden, and I voted for Abraham Lincoln. I've been around so long. And they laugh. Like, I mean, were they, like, programmed to do this? Like, okay, if he screws up, just laugh like it's a joke. I know he's going to sound serious, and he's probably going to mean it because he doesn't know what he's saying, but just laugh to make it sound like a joke. He could get interviewed by Jake Tapper on CNN. Well, you know, I mean, when I was there with the Egyptians, you know, building those pyramids, you know, I'll tell you what, man, I know how they were built because I helped build them. There's got to be a way to hack into the teleprompter that he reads. Yes, I'm going to start a GoFundMe page, and the money that's raised is going to go to whoever can hack into that teleprompter that Biden uses. That'd be hilarious. I mean, this is funny. You can't make this up, folks. The White House is saying that they know nothing about this, like, F. Joe Biden, you know, let's go Brandon thing that has billions of views. It's like number one. I mean, it's like, I mean, somebody in China's like, oh, look, let's go Brandon. Yeah. Who have Brandon? Oh, it's a White House guy? Oh, okay. I mean, people in North Korea probably have heard the song. Pardon me. I'm going to get crap for that Asian joke. Hey, I'm serious. We do not know. We've never heard of this. But this... Yeah, okay. Dude, you have to be on planet... You have to be in, like, I'm like the, like, Sirius B, you know, you need to be, like, out in, like, the Ubon Nebula to be, like, I swear, SETI, you know, that little, that giant, like, satellite dish is, like, sending out radio signals. Yes, it just came back with one like 4 billion light years away that said, that song is funny, let's go Brandon, but White House has never heard of it. I mean, it is, it's hilarious. It's just, we've never heard of this. Come on, man. Jay Tapper, my name's Brandon. How you doing? It's funny. I mean, if you believe that the White House has not heard of this, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I'll be willing to sell you. Yeah, I'll get you some earth-friendly lithium batteries. That's right, folks. We'll get you some earth-friendly wind turbines to go along with it. What you can do is attach a wind turbine to your Tesla car. That way the oil-consuming wind turbine that's used to lubricate all the bearings and stuff, all that crude oil that they use to, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. You can use that to power the battery, the toxic battery. And guess what? If it catches on fire, the fan can blow out the flames. Makes a lot of sense, don't it? Okay. You'll make a retractable wind turbine. That way, like, when you go under a bridge or something, you can retract the thing. But when you're, like, on, like, a highway with nothing, you can, like, have it go up. See, I try to think of these things. I mean, if you're going to have a toxic lithium battery-powered earth-friendly car, you might as well have some oil-guzzling wind turbine to help power the battery. That's right, folks. See, because as you drive your car with the toxic lithium batteries, the wind will help spin the propeller, and all that oil will help keep everything lubricated, and the spinning of the, you know, it works, folks. It's okay. We're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. And for some of you, it's going to be incognito. But I want to get into this because this is, I believe there's a civil war going to come. And I truly believe that because when you have Greg Abbott of Texas basically like, now we can produce oil. We're gonna do this stuff. We're going to make it happen. We're not relying on Biden. Sorry, you got DeSantis, and there's so many people, you know, with DeSantis, you know, standing up to, I can't believe, this is what gets me. Maybe I'll get into this part first. I'll get into the Texas, don't worry, I'll get into that, but I cannot believe this is the first time in history where the ineffectiveness of a vaccine is being blamed by the unvaccinated. The vaccine, you can still get the virus, you can still spread it, you can still die from the very disease it's trying to protect you from, but they're trying to blame unvaccinated people for the reason. All you people in Florida that aren't getting the vaccine, we're all going to die because I have people that are scared that I'm going to kill them because I'm unvaccinated and I'm going to give them the virus. I'm not kidding you. I have people that literally say, that literally are scared. They're like, this is never going to end because you're not vaccinated. There have been people who were fully vaccinated who got COVID who died. Oh, I guess a vaccinated person can only get COVID from an unvaccinated. So if you're unvaccinated and you get COVID, I can't spread it to another. So if I'm unvaccinated and I get COVID, I can spread it to a vaccinated person. But a vaccinated person gets COVID, can't spread the virus, I guess. Because, you know, unvaccinated people are the only reason why COVID's spreading. Even though people are dying from the virus who are vaccinated. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's okay, folks. I'm the reason why vaccinated people are getting COVID, I guess. I don't know. If someone can medically explain it to me how if I was fully vaccinated and got COVID fully, as a fully vaccinated person, show me how I can't spread the virus as a vaccinated person, but as an unvaccinated person, I can. If you know what I just said, explain to me how a vaccinated person can't spread the virus when they get COVID, but an unvaccinated person can. It would be simple because you're investigating it, okay? Well, so this person who is fully vaccinated, who has the coronavirus, how did he get the virus if his vaccine works? Because an investigating person gave it to him. Okay. If I have a gas mask on and I go into a gas chamber, if I'm getting gas in my mask and I'm... I can't breathe. Oh, the gas is getting into my mask. I need to question the mask. Shouldn't you? No. What Democrats are saying is I'm going to go into a room with a gas mask on, and they're going to start breathing in gas fumes because their mask isn't working, and they're going to blame an unvaccinated person, a.k.a. an unmasked person. That's basically what they're saying. If you all go into a gas chamber and your mask doesn't work and you get fumes in and you start coughing because you're inhaling the toxic fumes in the gas chamber, you're going to blame someone who's not wearing a mask for the reason that you're having problems with your mask? they're having, the vaccine isn't protecting them, but then they're trying to blame me because I'm not even wasting my time with the vaccine. But it's okay, folks, it is. Don't worry. Like my caller last Thursday, I think it was Wednesday, yeah. He was from 2045. Yeah, he said we're on like the 1,000th booster, and King Gates says that social distancing still works. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. The CDC has already admitted that it's not a matter of when they change the fully vaccinated status, but it's going to happen. Dude, pretty soon you're going to have like 5 booster shots. Every year you're going to have a booster shot before you, and then, and I know a lot of people that aren't going to get the flu shot because they're afraid of what's in the flu shot now because they might try to put something in there. It's funny. Now you're questioning what's in flu shot. Dude, I've been questioning that stuff since the beginning. I've been questioning. It's funny because all these, I have had so many people that I guess I don't understand, because so many of these people, I'm like, you will shut up and drink the Kool-Aid. You're drinking the Kool-Aid because you just do whatever Trump tells you. You don't even think. You know, we just do what we're blindly told to because we don't think for ourselves. But guess what? Now we think for ourselves, and it's like, how dare you think for yourselves? We're all, billions of people are dying, and billions of vaccinated people are getting the coronavirus and dying, and it's because you're not vaccinated. There was some guy that's like, yeah, I could see the Titanic now. You know, the crew would be offering people life vests and they wouldn't take them. And my buddy, without a hitch, he goes, and what would a life vest do? You would probably survive about 3 to 4 minutes before you'd succumb to hypothermia and die and lose all ability to do anything. You just drowned and... You ever see those Deadliest Catch things where they have like a vest on them and they go out there and like, because it's like in the frigid waters, and they sit there and they try to get their, yeah, that water was so frigid cold you wouldn't last but 5 minutes maybe. What's a life vest going to be? Kidding me? Don't worry, folks. The country's falling apart because it's getting better. See, so I guess we need to have like $75 a gallon gas so that shows that the country is really doing great. I guess America sucked really bad under Trump because we had $1 something a gallon gas. I want to have a crappy country again, because a crappy country means $1.70 gas. It means the cost of goods is cheaper. You know, the stocks are shelves. The shelves are stocked. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, well, if it's the reason why, see, gas is so expensive because everyone's using it. Really? Well, why didn't you make that excuse when George Bush was president, when we had $3 and $4 a gallon gas? Why didn't you, him and his oil tycoon buddies were the reason why the gas price was through the roof. Now, we have high gas prices, and you're like, that's because everyone's using the gas, and everyone's going and doing. Yeah, going and doing what? Everyone's sitting on their butt making more money than I am, working my butt off. Threatening to lose jobs because I'm a hero last year, and now I'm like, heroes on the front lines. Now you're like, shut up and get vaccination or you're fired. And now they've got so much documentation that proves that, yeah, the testing of this vaccine used fetal cell lines, and they've tried to massively, massively, massively cover that up. Why? Because there's newly leaked documents that basically we will have a religious exemption guaranteed. Don't worry, folks. As hyperinflation happens and products start, loaves of bread start going for $60 and people start robbing and stealing and shooting and killing to get that's good. That means the economy's doing great. When you have to spend, when your house is worth $50 million, but yet no, who's going to pay for it? That's great. When you have $75 for gas, don't worry. That means everything's going wonderful. I would have a heyday on like MSNBC. Well, if the gas price being so high is because everyone's going and doing it, why didn't you use that as an excuse when George Bush had $3 a gallon gas? When my governor in Indiana, Mitch Daniels, I don't care for him, but Mitch Daniels, when he was on governor and he eliminated the gas tax to save us money at the pump, you all were saying, is George Bush's oil tycoon, but he's the reason why the gas price is so high? Guess what, folks? As soon as the gas price is high under Biden, that's because everyone's going and doing. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Welcome to The Onion. Remember that magazine, The Onion? Oh, yeah. That newspaper kind of magazine thing with all kinds of, like, Cubs decide to get rid of Wrigley Field and tear it down so that they can win a World Series. They have, man, if those people knew what the future was going to be like, you mean this joke of a magazine that we do these hilarious articles, that's going to be considered real news? Are you kidding me? Where did you find this kid? He says he's from the future. And he said, and the Cubs are going to win the World Series. But not tear down the Wrigley Field. I mean, seriously, they would... Oh, jeez. It's like Mad Magazine, you know? I mean, it's funny, though. But sad. I think that they're like reality stories that are... I mean, I do think there's a civil war coming because we have, like, DeSantis saying this, and you got the governor of Texas, Abbott, saying, okay, we're going to do our thing. Sorry. No. We're going to get oil. I mean, why? This is the thing I don't get. On day one, why did they stop doing the pipeline? They should have said, okay, take us to court. Good luck. We got a contract to build that wall. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Democrats would be like, take us to court. See ya. They would continue what they're doing from... I tell you, it's crazy, man. It's pure insanity what's going on in this country. But hey, what can you do? I mean, you just got to take it with a grain of salt and go with it, you know? You just got to give it to God every day. And that's what we do. I mean, we're just here, folks. And I'm just a common sensor trying to figure out the world. I mean, imagine if Alex Baldwin was a conservative on Hollywood and well, he would have made sure it wasn't alive around here, you know, but if that was Alex Baldwin would have been a conservative, they would have had a heyday with this. Now, supposedly, somehow, they were actually shooting live rounds. See, I always thought at Hollywood, the guns were, like, very real. but they couldn't shoot anything, and they would, like, CGI the bullets and stuff. I didn't know that they shot blanks. Or they, I thought, call me whatever you want to, folks. I didn't think they could shoot anything. I thought they CGI'd all this stuff into the scene, you know, so that, for safety's sake. And then he was practicing shooting at the camera, and oh, there's a real bullet in there. Pardon me. But hey, you know, you got DeSantis saying, hey, you're not going to force vaccines on us. You got Texas saying, we're going to get oil. We're going to stop. I mean, seriously, folks, Democrats would have never stopped building that wall. They, okay, stop us. See you in court. Nope. Well, Joe Biden said, stop building the wall, so we have to. I really want to build the wall, but he said no. Democrats would have... I mean, look at that. We have subpoena after subpoena after subpoena, like 5 billion of them trying to get the voting machines from Arizona, and they're still not going to hand them over. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Oh, they're going to hide the... They're not going to... Joe Biden won the election fair and square. Well, then prove he won it fair and square and hand over the voting machines. And what's funny is the people that are refusing to hand over, I mean, they're screwing themselves. I mean, I've heard that there's talk like you better go buy a turkey now if you want one, or try to find one, because you ain't going to be able to get one. I mean, I don't know how these dang geese are around where we live, but we got hundreds of these, like, geese things. All they do is crap everywhere and tear up the grass. So it's like, hey, I wonder what kind of meat they got on them. I know, like, where I live, it's, like, so highly, Oh, you can't kill them. Whoops. Oops, ran over it. That was an accident. But seriously, this country's falling apart beyond. I've yet to see any of my liberal friends bad. I'm like, what has Biden done right? What has he in his 370 years, what has Biden done right? He didn't mean... Hey, I'm quoting the man himself. Now, you wanna try to pretend that Donald Trump said to drink bleach? If you're gonna try to tweak his words, Biden actually said, I was in Congress for 370 years, not twisting one single letter. Trump is like, I wish we could get bleach into the body, because guess what? Look at some of these cleaners and what they clean. They clean all kinds of stuff. So why can't we get the cleaner into the body? Because if they can kill all these things, guess what? You'd have a cure for everything. 99% of what you have could be cured. Good. Gotta be cured. Because if you look at all these chemicals and what they actually kill, but you would die, don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to take criminals and let them have guns because they don't abide by laws and kill people like in this Brooklyn barbershop. And guess what? Yes, this is even more reason why we need to ban guns. And the two people shooting up, how law-abiding were they? Can you please show me their squeaky clean... Yeah, I'm assuming that's the first time they've ever gotten... Yeah. I'm sorry, but those guys from Brooklyn that shot up in that barbershop, yeah, that did that shooting, I guarantee you they were criminals. They weren't law-abiding citizens that were NRA members. I mean, half the stuff going on in this country, you got the media like barbarity. Move on now, nothing to see here. Yep, Indiana and Florida are offering money. And like, come here, man. We'll hire you. We'll take you as a police officer. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. Till the end of time. I bet you if you euthanized anyone that was vaccinated who had COVID, you'd probably get rid of half of the COVID cases at least. Hypothetically speaking about doing that, not being serious, don't they? Because, you know, all these places that are like, hey, we'll take you if you're in bad, we don't care. How dare they? It's funny how all of a sudden with COVID, you don't have natural immunity. But see, the problem is there's too many Sheltons in this dang world that are afraid to get anything. Put yourself like John Travolta, that boy in the bubble. And then when they get something, they're like so sick because their body hasn't been able. Like they said, you take someone from like the Civil War time to now, they die so quickly because the air pollution is 50 times worse than it was. Everything, just like so many things that are around now that weren't around when they were, that their body would have to get used to, because there's a lot of old remedies. They say that, yeah, it would have worked back then, but the way these things have mutated and stuff. Oh, my God. And I had to say this. Here's how desperate the established media is to block and tackle to help China. Joe, break free from all the American. They're telling you to embrace shortages and stop shopping. Are you kidding me? And that's what they're saying to people. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. Just get used to having empty shelves, okay? Don't worry, folks. It's only going to get worse. Pretty soon, we're going to control. Pretty soon, the shelves are going to be something where we give you. It's going to be called rations, you know? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Yeah, and I use all kinds of sources, and Breitbart is one I love. And they and Facebook suppressed Breitbart's news traffic by 20%. When you have to censor people, if it was not true, you would laugh at us. You wouldn't sit there and censor us or try to block it. I mean, it's nice to see, like, places like the Washington Post forced to admit that they lied after pretending after Joe Biden's chance was, let's go, Brandon. I mean, folks, they have, at least they're having to retract and, hey, whoops. You know, they know that, you know, when the Washington Post has to retract, when they lied, pretending that the F. Joe Biden was actually let's go Brandon. But the White House had no idea. We didn't know they existed. When did this happen? Now how out of touch the people in D.C. are? Yeah, I could actually see that. And kind of. Not that Kamala Harris. I mean, they're a waste of space. Now, I wondered if Joe Biden actually stepped down and Kamala Harris, if like would Nancy Pelosi step up as VP? Would she be a temporary VP? I think she'd be temporary, and then it's up to the hoe to figure out who would be the VP. Why don't we convince that Dr. Fauci that like all the Democrats and stuff in Congress, they're all like monkeys and he can do experiments on them? I mean, what he's done, he needs to be, he along with many, many, many others need to be, and I have a feeling something might happen to him, and if it does, it's because he's the scapegoat. They're going to use him, they're going to railroad him and make him be a scapegoat, and there's going to be way bigger fish to fry that need to hang with him. I mean, we got inflation at record highs. Like I told this person, I said, I think I told my nieces too, you know, they have a $10 for 5 roasted sandwiches. It used to be 5 for 5. Then it was 4 for like $5.95. Then they cut the meat in half. I think like the roast beef sandwich, like the big one, they have like the 3 different sizes, like the junior, the regular, and like the jumbo or whatever. I think that jumbo one is what they used to have when I was a kid. You ever think of Arby's roasted sandwich has a lot of roast beef in it? Get it without the bun, say you have a gluten allergy? Yeah, you're like, 3 slices? Oh, Jack, I miss you, man. He always wanted, like, his meat sliced where you could read the newspaper through it. Reminds me of Arby's roast beef. I'm like, but we got inflation is through the roof. That's why you have to pay to put air in your tires, because of inflation. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know why, I always wanted these jobs, like I wanted to be like the guy that came out, put $20 in, fill her up, thank you, and you put in $20, and then you keep the change if there's any, and then they would lift the hood up, fluids, and like wash your windshield. And then they had that little guy with the change thing. So if it was like 20 cents, like ching ching. He had like the penny, the nickel, the dime, the quarter, ching ching, ching ching. All these jobs I wanted were like, I didn't think about when I was looking at careers, like what makes a lot of money that's really, really easy. You know, when you have like celiac and stomach issues like me, being a chef's not the easiest job in the world when you're eating while you're working. Yeah, on Facebook they have this like chef page and they post all these photos and it's like, well, y'all are going out and having some 5-star $1 million meal on Thanksgiving. Think of the crew that's in the back that's away from their family for a 16-hour shift, sitting and eating. You know, and it's like a second family. I mean, cooking, besides doing my radio show, cooking's like all I've ever known. It's my life. And, you know, and that's why when I go out, I respect staff and I treat them well. And I know that life. I know what it's like to work 16-hour days. And it's like, okay, just to get ahead, because we got a busy, it's just do 12 chickens with rotisserie. And next thing you know, dirty. Oh, yeah, that's right. Then we go through them all. Oh, yeah, that's one thing about in the kitchen. You can never... I bought 50 pounds of seafood, and we're almost out. Just run with it. We'll come up with something tomorrow. Are you sure? You don't always want to stop selling it? And no, just run it. We'll come up with something tomorrow. We'll come up with, like, a Sardinian frigola or something. We'll come up with some sort of seafood frigola or something. Sardinian frigola, something like that. We'll come up with some seafood stew. And then the next day, you hardly saw any. Oh, I sold like 75. We had like 100 portions, and I sold like 90 on Friday, and then Saturday, you sold none. And it's not like it's in assisted living community or something where Yeah, we had that last night. Let's try something different tonight. It's totally different people. And but, you know, I know that life. You know, I know what it's like. And it's like, it's not an easy life. But, you know, I always wanted to have these jobs that now are like, man, you probably didn't make anything just being out there at, like, the corner Texaco station. You go, ching, 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 ching. There you go. $10. Pump four. Thank you. I remember one time I was up in Michigan a while ago. It's like, 10 years ago. That's way up in the northern, near the northern point, like way up, you know, like in West France. So I found a gas station, and I've been up to the Ottawa National Forest too, and like I found a gas station where they still had like the two pumps, one on each side, and like, you know, like if you want the this octane, use this. You want that octane, use that. Man, I haven't seen those in a decade. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. Thank you so much. I'm going to be getting in here in just a little bit into some Premier League news, and it's going to be interesting. But yeah, I mean, I don't care where you live in this world, if you're from America or Brazil or wherever. You know, like these Olympic stadiums, and you have the Olympics here, and they spend billions of dollars putting in these stadiums for, like, a swimming and diving thing, and then after it's done, they just sit there and they rot because no one uses them. Something's, what are they, you know, and it's like, you know, where I live, they just, like, piss money away. Like, it's, oh, don't worry. I just want to sit there, because I remember they had the Burger King CEO on Glenn Beck's program. That's when I think it was still, like, Glenn Beck TV hadn't gone to the Blaze yet or whatever. It's like, and he's like, well, these people want $15 an hour in fast food. Why not? A fast food job is meant for you to, like, maybe like an elderly person that just needs some to get out and needs a little extra income. And it's for people to learn, okay, this is how you put on a uniform. This is how you get dressed. This is how you show up on time. This, you learn to follow rules. Okay? He goes, well, why stop at 15? Why not like 30? Or from why not we all become filthy rich? Let's make $75 an hour. And I'm like, yes, sir. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, where my country goes, you know, because it's one of those things that I just see so many states standing up and saying, hey, we're not going to take this. We're going to do our thing. We're going to do our thing. And it's going to happen. So, you know, I want to get into this because I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm like, I was joking on this on the United Stand. You don't know if you're still listening and you're not a Premier League supporter. There's a guy by the name of Mark Goldwood. It's not his real name. He was in the police when he started this and came up with the name out of, like, on a whim. And I remember he used to go walking to his police job in the morning. Hello and welcome to United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United transfer news. And as we get updates, I'll keep you. If something major comes, I will update you and come out and give you the update. You know, Louis van Gaal, I mean, will he turn the club around? And he would talk about, you know, stuff as he's walking to work. And it just was like, because they used to be able to have, like, the real radio and stuff like that. And what is it? Like Next Radio, and there was a TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to the Premier League games. And then they cannot be added due to rights restrictions, but I think you can still get, I think if you get a subscription, you can listen to them. I'm not paying. And I went on YouTube, and a couple people had the audio, or like, you know, like the radio, like the television audio, or, you know, like the radio. And then after a while, they would get found out about, and they would shut the feed down, and I'm like, okay. And then this is watch along. I'm like, what's this? There's like 20,000 people that were like, what's this? What's a watch along thing? And I'm like, where's the match? And I'm like, and something dawned on me. Anyway, it'd take him like millions to air the game. What the heck? And as the game's going on, he's just complaining about the game and what's going on, all this stuff. And, you know, and so it's interesting because you got to do two things in what's going on with Manchester right now. Ollie, the player, he was amazing. Yes, he won us the treble. He scored the goal that won the treble. He is amazing. I love him as a player. He was amazing. But you got to set that aside and say, okay, for the good of the club, is Ollie the right man for the job? And I say, no, he's not. He needs to go. And remember this, folks. On 17/12/2018, there has been no change on Jose Mourinho's future at Manchester United. On 18/12/2018, Jose Mourinho sacked as Manchester United manager. Is that the same thing? Because they basically come out and said that there's no change in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as manager, you know, like, there's no change in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's future. And are tomorrow we going to find out that Ollie sacked? Because I'm 99.9% sure, 100, I put my life savings that Antonio Conte is going to be offered the job. He's going to be announced tomorrow. They're going to sack Ollie, and he's taken. I know, I have to agree with Fabrizio Romano. He's not someone that wants to take over mid-season like this. But there's rumors, there's multiple rumors, first off, that the players are just sound like, well, why are these people, they're not performing like they should be. Why are they, if they're not performing like they should be, why are they in the position they're in? Why are they getting game time? Why is Donny van de Beek not playing? He is, Antonio Conte will play him. Now, I know Antonio Conte would not want to come in midterm like this, but there's rumors that he says with this squad, oh, he could turn him around. And I know he's a very defensive style, Jose Mourinho kind of style player that likes to attack on the break and likes to kind of be very defensive and break teams down. But he's been successful. Jose Mourinho and his style of his Antonio Conte style of football, where it's a very defensive style, where they try to break the team down and score and stuff, you know, on the break. Antonio Conte has been successful in recent years. He's still relevant, where Jose Mourinho has not been relevant for a long time. It's one of those things that when you move forward, you know, and I think he's going to be given the job. I was hoping it'd be Zidane. So we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. I mean, I honestly believe Antonio Conte's got the job. They've talked to him. He really wants it, and he's going to turn the club around. And But I was listening, though. I was watching the Alex Talks football, and I have to kind of agree. They want to try to keep, because Conte is going to be, okay, I want this. He's going to, you know, you get this Zidane in there, he's going to want, he's going to demand things. So it's going to be interesting to see, but, you know, a 5-0 defeat, sorry, when you have Ronaldo on the pitch and he's basically like, you can't score and you got Ronaldo, something's not right. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward and going on. You know, I mean, as much as it will sadden me if I see tomorrow that Solskjaer has been sacked, it's like you got to put that aside and say, for the betterment of the club, he needs to go. If he can't see that, then that's scary. You know, I mean, this McFred thing's got to stop. I mean, I want someone in United that's going to be like, I don't care. I'm the manager. I'm going to decide. You're going to earn on that pitch. You want to piss them on? I'll get you out of here. I want to win titles. You know, Ronaldo wants to win. He's here to win, not to be 5-0. And that's what, and it kills you to see, because I wanted him to work out so bad, and he's not working out, and it just kills you, because you want him to work out so bad, and say, hey, look, a United legend. But here's the thing, I'm tired of this United crap of, well, bring me Van der Sar to United, I will accept that, because he has been a director of football, he's doing it at Ajax, and he's doing a phenomenal job. I would take an ex-player as the manager, if look at what he's done. He was the coach at Bayer Leverkusen and did this and this and this, and he was at Juventus and won this and did this. Then you can say, okay, yeah, he's next legend, but he's got tenure. You know, if Antonio Conte was an ex-United player, I could say, great, look at what he's done as a manager. I'll take him at United. But this, we got to get a player here because he's next legend. Now, if Wayne Rooney turns Derby County 100% around and starts dominating, doing things, and turns out to be a really, really good tactical manager, and in 10 years, he wants to come to United, and he's done some things, and he's taken Newcastle United and gotten them up the table, okay. Then you can say, look at what he's done at Derby County and the Newcastle area, whatever he's done, you know. Then you can say, okay, those are hypotheticals, but my point is this notion of we got to get next one. David Beckham, I wouldn't want him near a football team. He's next legend, but he's been kind of out of football for a long time. So it's going to be interesting, but I have a feeling come tomorrow, Mourinho is going to be gone, like, you know, like when Mourinho was gone, you know, like they said, oh, his future, nothing's changed with Mourinho, and then he was sacked the next day. Ollie's going to have that same thing. I have a feeling that tomorrow we're going to find out that Ollie was sacked. I don't know if they talked to Zidane or not, and he, I don't know, I would have preferred Zidane, but Antonio Conte wants to win. But I want someone long-term. I want someone that's not going to be here, like, I don't want an up-and-down manager. I want someone that's going to win for us, not like win the game, lose the game, win the game, lose the game. So, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's going to be interesting to see, because I didn't expect this to happen. But, I mean, it's not getting any better, and something's got to change. But I hope Antonio Conte is someone that's going to bark orders, and I mean, like, with the club, it's going to be like, hey, this is what I want. I want this. I want a manager that's going to come out this and say, hey, these are the players I want. Get them. I want this. I want a director of football. I want this. You know, I want to see the teams turn around. And the vibe I get from the players is that they don't, like, you wonder if they're like, okay, well, listen, because like on that game on against Liverpool, I mean, Ronaldo was the first one out of the pitch. And let me tell you, with the player, that caliber, him being gone. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And, you know, as we move along in this Premier League, I have a feeling Ollie's gone tomorrow. And we need to get someone in there can actually run the club. And I want someone that's going to, and that's one thing, reason why I think they really want to try to keep Ollie, because like in Antonio Conte or Zidane's going to be, I want this stuff. I want a director of football. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that, like, Van der Sar is probably the only ex-legend that I want at the club, and that's because he has dominated at what he's done. So, thank you so much for the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Remember, folks, don't forget this. With a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Good night. Bye-bye.